Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Get a reliable internet and voice solution starting at $64.90 a month for 12 months for 2 years. Call or go online today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 25 megabits per second service and 1 voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equivalent installation tax and fees extra and subject to change. Call for details.
The Awakening You.
So here we are at the Speaking to the Heart Podcast Network, and this is the debut of the Awakening You. My name is Scott Goyette, and we're going to teach you that the answers are already within. And I'm with my great friend and the founder of the Speaking to the Heart Network, Shane Schultz. Shane, how are you, brother?
Brother, I am really excited to be here. I am so excited to be able to give an opportunity for the Awakening You podcast to be listened to by my audience. I'm really looking forward to seeing how it is that it's received, and I know it's going to make a big difference for a lot of people.
No doubt, Shane. In fact, we've got some amazing tools that we're going to be sharing. Each of these tools will definitely help all the listeners take a little more of a close look within and see that the power is always there.
See, that's the thing. When it came to bringing this show to the network, that was really the selling point. Because I fully believe we are in a state of our country and in our world that there's a lot of vulnerability and there's a lot of volatility going on. And with that being the case, we need to rely on ourselves more than we ever have. And I'm not saying that there's no need for community and there's no need for collaboration and such. I'm not saying anything like that. What I'm saying is that we need to bring ourselves to the table. And I think the only way that we can do that in the best light is by realizing that the powers are within us all the time. They've always been there. I've talked about it through a Risen Strength Motivational podcast. Hell, it was the beginning of what it is that started the Speak in the Heart podcast network. And that was the Arisen Strength. The Arisen Strength was always within me, but I realized that there were a lot of layers that were over the top of it that were keeping it from showing what it really could be. And so when I started working on what it is that I needed to work on in order to be able to move those layers around a little bit to allow the light of that Arisen Strength to come up and to show up, that is really where it came from. So when we brought this show, The Awakening You, to the podcast network, I was really excited because I know that is really the key to be a better you than what it is that you otherwise would have known. You have proven techniques. You have proven techniques and processes that have made a difference in people's lives that I know about. So I know the idea of the two models that you work with is going to make a difference for my audience. So why don't you go ahead and explain, like, what is the love model?
So the love model originated so that people would choose love and work through their fears. It begins with the acronym LISTEN, OBSERVE, VOICE, and EMPATHIZE. And to dive a little more deeply into each of those, we can start with the L. And so the L, when we're listening more closely to our heart. We're listening more closely to our intuitive self. And all the answers really do lie within, as we're stating in the program. So when I want to go deep inside myself, we're going to offer you some techniques of how to get a little more in tune with yourself and connect with whether you believe it's the universe, creator, God, all one and the same for us. We're going to let you and help you tap into that. And then also, as part of listening, is we have both an inward and an outward piece to that. So the outward piece is to listen to those who are trying to serve you. There's many people out there in your tribe that are always trying to help. And sometimes we get caught up in just kind of hiding and not trusting in people. We're going to help you regain that trust. Then there's the O for observer. And we're talking about an active versus a passive observer. The active observer is somebody who realizes sometimes there's things in the world that just don't make sense, and we step up and do something about it. And we all know that if we saw a bully or we saw somebody doing something that's out of line, there's many times in our lives we didn't step up to do anything. And we're going to teach you and help you and challenge you to do just that. So just imagine if we had more active versus passive observers in this world. Then the V. The V is for voice and use your voice. There's so many instances in all of our lives where at one point somebody said, what you said doesn't make sense, what you said doesn't matter, and we slowly but surely stop speaking our mind. What you're thinking matters, your voice matters, and we're going to teach you to step up and realize when and where and why to say the things that matter to you. And then finally, the E is for empathy and empathizing with all. Every single person in this world has a story, you included. So we need to realize the value and empathize with ourselves, but we also need to realize the value of others and empathize with all. There's no one in this world that isn't a product of all their experiences. So just realize that no one's doing anything to you. They're just doing things in reaction to their own experience.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Folks, I mean, you can hear it. I mean, the word love, the acronym love of what it is that is that model fits the speaking of the heart all the way. You know what I mean? Because I'm one that is definitely an active observer. I am not one to sit back and allow things to just go by and just happen. I want to make a difference. And so I try to do that. And then obviously the voice. Well, you know, I empower voices here on the Speaking of the Heart Podcast Network. I empower voices in order to be able to make a difference in this world, not only for myself, but also for others. So, you know, I mean, this is why it is that we decided, yes, this show, The Awakening You, The Answers Are Within, is going to make a big difference in regards to the podcast network. Now, you also have the acronym, which is FEAR. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about that one?
Absolutely, Shane. So it's very important to step forward and lead with love. We all know that. And a lot of people think that what we need to do is overcome our fears. But more importantly, use fear, since it's an emotion, as fuel. And we're going to teach you how to do that through the FEAR acronym. And that is to forgive yourself and others. And this is super important because, listen, we all know that so many times we house emotions and we take so much pain inside of ourselves because instead of releasing that, we hold on to it. We think somehow being angry or sad or frustrated is somehow going to help us get better. And it doesn't work that way. We need to work through those emotions. Secondly, eliminate beliefs that no longer serve you or maybe never served you. And so this is equally important because sometimes what we do is we build our foundations with pillars of mistruths. And as those mistruths pile up and form our foundation, we're literally living on a fictitious foundation that's never going to hold up. And so we start to live a lie, and then we wonder why we have sickness and illness. We can avoid a lot of that by going back and rebuilding our foundations. Is that going to be a scary journey? Yes, it is, but it's going to be a beautiful one. Next, we have accept. This is also a tough one because we've got to accept ourselves as we are and where we are in our journey. And we have to accept others as they are and where they are in their journey. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, oh, I can't accept this person or that person, or how can I accept myself as I am? I just don't feel good. Well, here's the reality. Every single person is where they are in their journey because that's part of their lesson. We're in a series of lessons, pretty much an Earth University. So what I challenge you to do is you don't need to accept in the sense of validate what other people are doing when it's wrong, but you can love them from afar and accept the fact they're doing the best they can and be the beacon of light to help serve them. And we're going to teach you how to do that. Then finally, the R is rise up and be resilient. Resiliency is common to every single person that I've ever met who's successful. And we want to make sure that we can help you build up that resiliency. And we understand that many of us have been knocked down so many times that that word sounds so far off from something that we can embrace. But we're going to help you get there. And the first step is to rise up. So that's what we're going to be doing, Shane. That's the FEAR model. Again, it's forgive, eliminate beliefs, accept, and rise up and be resilient.
Again, it just fits. It just fits, folks. I mean, you know, when you talk about forgiveness, I mean, that's a huge component because not only do you have to forgive others, but you have to forgive yourself. And that, again, is what we're talking about here. We're talking about self here. We're talking about self-love. We're talking about self-development. We're talking about what's going to make a difference for you as a priority. And then obviously, you know, you talked about acceptance. Listen, I call it freedom of acceptance, right? That freedom of acceptance is to allow us to be able to let go of some of the things that are not rewarding to us. They are not serving us well. And so what we're doing is that we are accepting the fact of what reality of the situation is, but that also allows us to be propelled to be more than those challenges that we might face. So, like, for instance, I can tell you that I've had a number of different things as to where I just had to accept of what it is that the situation was in order to move forward. If I didn't accept the situation, then I would simply be going into a vicious cycle that would keep me stuck. And that's something that we all know about. So then you've got resiliency. Resiliency is the phoenix, is it not? I mean, it's like the resiliency is where the phoenix, it literally goes into a ball of flames and it basically is falling to its final resting point in the ashes. And then for some reason, it decides to rise from its own ashes and soar again. I personally believe that it's because of the voice that spoke to its heart. That's why it's called the Speaking of the Heart Podcast Network. But I also know that it has to do with the resiliency that was built within. Again, this show is all about being in self. It's all about building yourself within and self-development that is going to make a difference, not only for yourself, but also for others. And that is why Scott is going to be an awesome host. He's going to make a difference for a lot of people. You also have a number of people that you have lined up as interviewees that are going to make a difference in regards to the show, right?
Absolutely. We've got some amazing people that are going to be on board. Our first show, where we're going to be talking about listening to your intuitive self and listening to your heart. Her name is Michelle Lyon, and I can promise you it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. When I heard her story, I instantly knew she's going to be on board. We've got an amazing person for the Observe, Voice, Empathize. Don't miss any of them. They're going to be mind-blowing. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this so much, Shane, is as I talk to all these people that have built up in my tribe and my network, I realize everyone needs to know these people. And to be able to be the vehicle that is going to share these people's stories with everybody just makes me feel excited to be here because it's going to be amazing. And I also want to add one of the things we're going to be doing too that I know is very important. In addition to the first 8 tools that we're sharing, the LOVE model and the FEAR model, we're also going to talk about how to utilize your emotions as fuel. So visualize the first 8 shows are going to give you 8 tools for your tool belt. And then we're going to fine tune those because we're going to go back and interview more and more and more people, seeing how they use specific tools to help them on their path. So on your journey, you can do it any way you want and use these tools any way you want, but you're going to be able to see how other people did it effectively, and it's going to be pretty amazing. We're also going to show you how to work through 4 specific emotions that we talk about quite a bit. We talk about fear being that base emotion. We talk about shame, which lies deep as well. We talk about sadness, anger, and working through those and achieving joy. And so you're going to hear quite a bit about how to make this happen. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be rewarding. And the people's journeys we're going to share with you are nothing less than amazing.
Yeah, I'm bought in. You know, I'm totally bought in on this deal because, like I said, this is really something that I think that a lot of people need, and that includes myself, developing a stronger core for ourselves so that we can take on life as life will come at us. There's no doubt about it. There are some things that we have control over, and there are a lot of things that we don't. And so that's why it's really a need to make sure that our core value in ourselves is really strong, is really there for us and active for us. And that's where Scott comes in. Scott has a very unique way. He's an educator by profession. He can make a process very relatable to what it is that you might be going through. And that is why it is that I have him as our new host on the Speaking the Heart Podcast Network. I'm really looking forward to it. I know he's got a lot of guests that are going to be something that are going to be amazing. I personally know Michelle, so I know that that story is going to be awesome. So you're not going to want to miss it. You are going to definitely benefit by listening to this show and this man. I'm really looking forward to it, my friend.
Shane, I love it. Looking forward to it as well. And we'll see you next week with Michelle. And once again, this is The Awakening You. All the answers are within. Love you all.
Love you all.
Where you live shouldn't limit your access to quality internet. That's not fair. U.S. Cellular introduces fast and fair high-speed internet. With reliable home internet from U.S. Cellular, now there's no limit to how you stream, game, and work. So instead of this, you get this. Upgrade to fast and fair high-speed internet from U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair.
At Chewy, we believe special moments with our pets don't have to cost more money, so you can save on your dog's favorite food. Tasty treats for your cat, even prescriptions, all delivered right to your door. Save 30% on your first auto ship order up to $20. Visit Chewy.com today.